You have to say something out of the Mishnah. Mishaloi chag b'yom tif harishim. If someone did not bring the korban chagiga on the first day of Yom Tif, shel chag of Sukkis, his halacha chagig is called her regal. He can make a tashlum and make up for it any other day of Yom Tif of Chol HaMoed. The Yom Tov Achron Shochad, and even on Shemini Atzeres also, even the last day of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, he could also make up for the Chagigah that he did not bring on the first day of Yom Tov. Rashi says, Mishloi Chad, Shloihebi Chagigosa B'yom HaRishon Shochad, like we learned before, that the Shlomim, the first day you bring is called the Shalmi Chagigah. That's a Chayv to bring. And if you bring it the first day, the next day that you bring a Shlomim, that's called Shalmi Simcha. But if you didn't bring it the first day, you can make up for it any one of the days of Yom Tov. And the Chiddush the Mishnah is V'Yom Tov Achron Shochag Chogeg Shmini Atzeres. V'Afa Pi the Regel B'Fnei Atzmihu. Even though really Shmini Atzeres is a new regel by itself that has its own kabbonis, they still have a Tashlumim L'Rishon. If you do not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day for the first Yom Tov, you could make up for it and even bring it on Shmini Atzeres.
What are you doing?
Next 7 days. That we had, that's a Chiddush. If Shavuos, the next 7 days has a din of Tashlumim, the next 7 days afterwards. If you didn't bring it the first day, you can make up for the next 7 days also. Da'ita Ovar HaRegel, V'loi Chag, let's say the whole Yom Tov went by and you did not bring the Korban Chagiga, and a Chayim Bachriusay. You're not Mechuyiv to bring it later on. After Yom Tov, you can't do anything about it. You just missed it. Al Zeh Nemar, on this, the Pasuk says, Mu'uvas La'yuchol Iskoin, you did something wrong that you can't fix up. And something you're missing, you can't count, you can't get back again. This is it. You missed Yom Tov. You didn't bring the Korban Chagiga. You can't make up for it after Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer, Eizel Mu'uvas Ashen Yochol Lisokein. What does the pasuk mean? You did something wrong that you can't fix up. So it's not going on a korban, but rather zeh habu'al erva. Somebody lived with an isha that's asa to him on an erva, a chai v'krisus, v'yeholiv v'meno mamzer, and she became pregnant. She has a kid. The kid's a mamzer. There's nothing you can do now. The kid's a mamzer. You can't change him. That's called the real muvas, a kukol that you can't fix up anymore. Im toimar. Because if you want to tell me, Stam, somebody steals something, begoizel, he steals or robs, yochlu leachzira v'yisaken, just I'm stealing or doing other averus, you could return it and do tshuva. Mashenken, if you lived with an erva, and you had a kid, you live with your sister, and you had a kid, the kid's a mamzer, so there you can't fix up anything, that's called the kilkul olam. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, ein karen muvas elalami shoye mesukin betchila, v'nesavis. No, mesukin muvas means somebody at the beginning was straight, and he made himself crooked, and he can't fix him up anymore. So it's going that first the person was straight, so that it can't be going on a mamzer. Mamzer was never straight at the beginning. So what does the pasuk mean? It means v'yezer. Who is this? V'yezer zeh zeh Talmud Chacham haperish min haTorah. It means the Talmud Chacham at the beginning he used to learn Torah, and then he was perish. He stopped learning Torah. That's called the muvas layochel isakin. That's called the movement. Now you went krum, you went krum on the tangent, you went off the right derech, and that can't be fixed anymore. So the Gemara, minoh animili. How do we know this? The Trashi, the Yom Tov Achron Shachag Asukis Tashlumim LeKarbonas Achag Nichidim. How do we know this? That if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first days of Sukkis, you have a right to make up for it even on Shemini Atzeres. That's the Chiddush. On Yom Tov Sukkis itself, that we can understand. There's a Tashlumim. But Lachura Shemini Atzeres is a Yom Tov by itself, so how do we know that Yom Tov could make up for the first day of Sukkot? Tomorrow says, Omer Reb Yechanan, Mishum Reb Yishmoel, Nema the Pasuk says, Atzeres Beshvi Isha Pesach. On the last day of Pesach, the Torah calls it Atzeres. Venema Atzeres Beshmini, and Shemini Atzeres is also called Atzeres. Mina Beshmini Shachag. So we make Xereshova Ma Lahalan. Litashlumin, just like the seventh day of Pesach, Pshita, that's part of the Yom Tov of Pesach. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga the first day, you can make up for it even on the seventh day of Pesach. Afkan, here also on Shemini Atzeres Asukis, Litashlumin. That Shemini Atzeres is also a Tashlumin you can make up for the Korban that you did not bring on the first day of Sukkot. The Rashi says Atzeres Beshvish of Pesach. The Pashas call Abchor in the Vorum, Sheshes Yomim to Yochom Atzois, or the Yom Ashvi Atzeres. So it says the seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. And it says by Shemini Atzeres, Samal Shvi Shah Pesach Tashtum Nurishoin, Shere Eino Cholok Mishalophonov. It's the same Yom Tov, Shvi Yishar Pesach and the Chelik of Pesach. So the same thing, Shmini Atzeres, Cholok Mishal Afonim, Linyan Pasha Kashav. As even though that Shmini Atzeres is different, it has its own korban, its own zman, you make the Yom Kiddush and Ushach Yonu, still Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumim for Sukkos. So Gemara says, Mufna, this Gzeres Shav with the word Atzeres Atzeres, one of them has to be extra. Can't just be a plain, pure Gzeres Shav. Why? Dilav Mufna, because if one of the words would not be extra, Ikol Mifrach, you can ask a question on this Gzeres Shav. That's the klal. A Gzeres Shav, you want to learn out that says the same word in two different places, so you learn out the loch is one from the other. Since you don't have any questions to ask, you can learn it out even though one is not extra. But in a case like this, where you have a question to ask, you can only learn it out if one word is extra. Like here, you make yes a question that by Shvi Yishar Pesach, that's mamish achelik of Yom Tov Pesach. That's why it's a good tashlumin. Mashenke and Shmini Atzeres by Sukkot, that's after Sukkot already. That's called the Yom Tov by itself. Maybe by the Yom Tov by itself, you can't make up, so you really can't learn out from Pesach. So that's why you have to say Mufna. One of the words are extra. And when it's extra, then we say, why did the Torah write it? To teach us this Chiddush. Then you learn out the Gzeres Shav and you can't ask any questions. The Rashi says, Mufna. Utsricha Gzeres Shav Ezu Shetei Mufna. One has to be extra. Tesulai Pachinu Nolai Midi. Then you don't ask any questions. Techol Gzeres Shav Mufna Lemeidin V'yei Meshivin. That's the klal. Anytime there's a Gzeres Shav that one word is extra, you learn and you don't ask any questions. You don't ask any questions. So Mari answers, the verse says, Ikla Mifrach, if not, you can ask the question, Ma'alish Shvi Yishar Pesach, Shekin Eina Cholok Mishlofonov. Shvi Yishar Pesach is a regular day of Pesach. Teyoma, but I'll tell you, Bishmini Shachag, Shmini Atzeres, Shecholok Mishlofonov. That it's different from the days before. The days before was Sukkot, the Mitzvot in the Sukkah, Lulav. Now it's Shmini Atzeres, there's no more Mitzvot, new Yom Tov. So I can't learn out Shmini Atzeres from Pesach. So Gemara says, yes, Laya, Rashi says it means B'yemis, it's true. Afnuya Mufna. One of the words here are extra. Michti, let's see. My Atzeres, what does Atzeres mean when it says by Pesach? It says it's called Atzeres. Atzeres means to say, like the post says, V'yem Ashri Atzeres. Atzeres means Otsur B'yastias Melocha. It's held back from doing Melocha, which means to say you're not allowed to do Melocha. That's what the word Atzeres means. It's hidden, it's held back, like tied up. You can't use that day to do Melocha. So the Moroch Siv, the Pesach already says, Loi Sase Melocha. It says in that same Pesach, you can't do Melocha on the seventh day of Pesach. If so, Atzeres, the Kosar Rachmon Olomeli, how come the Pesach has to say the word Atzeres? Helishma Amina Lafnuya. The teacher says, the word Atzeres is extra to use it for Gzeres Shavah. That just like this here Atzeres, the Shvi Yishar Pesach, is a Tashlumin for the first day, Hu Adin Shmini Atzeres is also a Tashlumin for the first day of Sukkot. The Rashi says, "Oksiv loisasim locha." For who krua gufa? The pasuk says, "Uvayoyim hashvi atzeres l'shem alakecha loisasim locha." But since the pasuk says on the seventh day of Pesach you're not allowed to do melocha, why did the Torah have to call it atzeres? Elamai calls it atzeres to teach us that it's also b'asiyas melocha. It says atzeres to teach us that it's extra to learn out this gzeres shav. So the more of a tonim ma'isi lamihocha. Another Tana learns it from another place, this Yisoid, that Shmini Atzeres is called a Tashlumim for the first day of Sukkot. The Tana will learn like this. The Pesach says, V'chagoysim oisoi chag l'Hashem shivas yomim. Yishmeka chagigo, yishmeka yomtif, 7 days. This is going on Sukkot. V'chagoysim oisoi chag l'Hashem shivas yomim. Yochel, I would think, yechagig v'hoylech kol shiva. Maybe there's a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga all 7 days of Sukkot. Talmud loy no oisai. No, the pasuk says oisai. That means only the first day. Oisai yata chagig. V'yata chagig kol shiva. You only have a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga the first day, but not every single day of Yom Tov. Im kein if so, loma nema shiva. Why does it say the word v'chagoysim oisai chag l'Hashem shivas yomim? Why does it say 7 days? If the chiyuv korban chagiga is only the first day, why does it say shiva? Have the gemara l'tashlumin. It means to make up, like we're learning. If you didn't bring the korban chagiga the first day, you have a right to make up for it. When? Any one of the next 7 days. So far we only know this. We only know the 7 days of Sukkot. Now, uminayin, how do we know? Shim loy chag yomtev arishon shochag. How do we know if you did not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, Shechoygeg V'hoylech, as Kol HaRegel, the Yom Tov Achrin? How do we know that any one of the 7 days of Sukkot, and even on Shemini Atzeres, the 8th day, you could also bring the Korban Chagiga for the first day? Talmud Leiman, this pasuk says, Ba'achoydesh Ha'ashiri Tochoygu Oysay. Says on the 7th month, that's Tishrei, Chodesh Tishrei, Tochoygu Oysay. Like make the whole Chag into a time to bring Kabbonis. Rashi says, Ba'achoydesh Ha'ashiri, Kol Yimei Ha'chag Omer Ba'achoydesh Ha'ashiri. That's the Diyek. Any Yomtif that it says in the Chodesh Ha'ashiri, any Yomtif that's in Tishrei, you could make up a Tashlumim for a Sukkis. So that means to say is what Yomtif does mean to include? Shemini Atzeres. Since Shemini Atzeres is a Yomtif, a Chag, that's in Tishrei, therefore even Shemini Atzeres could also be made up of Tashlumim for the first day of Sukkis. That's this Talmud Leima, Ba'chodesh Ha'Shvi Tochagu. Means any Chag that you have in Chodesh Ha'Shvi, you can make up. So the Mara I Ba'chodesh Ha'Shvi, Yochu Yechoygeg, Vorlech Ha'chodesh Kulei. Maybe it means to say every single day of Tishrei, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. Maybe every single day, so Rashi, Yochu Yechoygeg Vorlech Kol Ha'chodesh. Eiza Yom Shiyirtzla Tashlum Ha'chag. Now that's what it means. Not that there'll be a chiv every day. But maybe any day you want, the rest of Chodesh Tishrei, you could make up for the first day Sukkot. Even after Shemini Atzeres. Even 9th, 10th, even after Sukkot. As long as you're in Chodesh Shvi, Tishrei, maybe you could make up. On this, the Gemara says, Talmud Loim Oisai. No, it says Oisai. Trashi, Besaif with the Kro. Shrei Oisai Ksivbe. It says 2 times the word Oisai. So we dash in Oisai Yatachoyge, Vyatachoyge Chutzla. Observe that what? Only dit and not more. What does it mean though? Just to say the 7 days that we know from the other psukim. So the kichra means to say even Shemini Atzeres. As long as the day has a shame yomtif in Tishrei, you could make up a tashlumim for the first day of Sukkot. But only Shemini Atzeres and not further. So that's how we know the din is if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga to first or any one of the days of Sukkot, you could still make up for it to bring it on Shemini Atzeres. Now the Gemara declares, oh my tashlumin, what kind of din tashlumin does it have? If you didn't bring it the first day, when you bring it the second day, what's the pshat you bring it the second day? Rabbi Yochanan Amar tashlumin l'rishon. The pshat is the main chiyuv has to be the first day. And whoever had a chiyuv to bring the korban the first day, if for some reason you couldn't bring it the first day, you can make up for it to bring it the second day. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yoshi Amar tashlumin zelazeh. No, each day is considered like its own chiyuv. The chiyuv starts the first day. If you didn't bring it the first day, there's a chiyuv to bring it the second day. If you didn't bring it the second, there's a chiyuv the third day. Every day has its own chiyuv. So Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference?" Hakopon and both hold that if you didn't bring it the first day, bring it the second. Not the second, bring the third. So what's the difference? On the Rabbi Zayir, like we had before, chigor b'yom rishon. If a person was lame on the first day, so therefore there's no chiyuv to be early regal on a chigor. And therefore he's potter from Kabbonis also. So on the first day of Yom Tov, he was potter from the Korban Chagiga. V'nispashet b'yom sheni. And the second day he became well, and now he's able to walk, now he's able to go on the regal. Iker b'nai, this is the difference. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, tashlumim l'rishon. That all the other days are called the makeup of tashlumim for the first day. That means to say, that you that kivon de loichaze b'rishon, loichaze b'sheni. If somebody that was lame on the first day, or was blind on the first day, he was potter from the early regal, he was potter from the kabbonis, even though later on the second or third day becomes well, and then he could go up, still he's potter from being in the Korban Chagiga. Because that all the other days is a tashlumim, a makeup, it's only a makeup for the first day. That means whoever had a chiyuv of the first day, he could make up for it any one of the next 7 or 8 days. Mashenka, in somebody that was potter on the first day, he was a chigur, he was lame on the first day, he could walk at that day, he's potter from other regal, he's potter from the kabbonis, who adin, he has no din tashlumin. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. For Rabbi Oishi Omar, no, tashlumim ze lo ze. Each day has its own chiyuv like. That means, af agav de lechazir rishon, even in the case that the person was not well the first day, still, omar tashlumim ze lo ze. Means afagav lechazib rishon chazib isheni rakopon on the second day. Now he's fit. Now he's not lame anymore. He's fit to bring the korban. That's what Moshe learns. Even though he was lame on the first day, he was potter. But now when it becomes well, he can bring the korban on the second day. That's a nafkamina. And Rashi says, Kulan tashlumim zelazeh means, Ein lecho yoyim behem, shein chayvosoy tlu yeboy, biyatzmoy. Each day is considered like it's had its own chiv. Lemi shalai nira b'yimei shlofonav. Whoever wasn't fit for the day before, and today he becomes fit, he has a chiv today to bring the carbon. Not like Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, O mi yom Rabbi Yechanan, hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan said like this, that somebody that's put to the first day does not, cannot make up, there's no din tashlumim, is that true? To Yehomar Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah said like this, Nitma b'yayin, if a nazir was tamei on the daytime, is maybe, but laila ain't it maybe. If he gets tummy at night time, he can't bring. So Rashi says like this, we're talking about the Gemara Krisis brings down to none. Nozir may be korban echod al tumas harbi. A nozir is somebody for 30 days has to be tor, not touch a mace and not drink wine. Let's say in the middle of the nazirus he touched a mace. If he touched a mace, he becomes tummy. So the next 7 days that he's tummy till he becomes tor, all the days that he counted before are lost. And after he becomes tor, he has to start over again his count again. Another, when it becomes tor, he has to start counting over again the 30 days. So then it's like this. Nozir may be korban echad tumas harbi. V'yom achizkiyah. Nitma b'yom ches. A person, a nozir, touched a mace, and now he wants to become tor. So on the 8th day, he touched a mace. Shuroi l'hobi kabinoisa. The loch is if you tumay for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, you can bring a carbon. So on the 8th day now, when this nozir was really fit to bring a carbon for his first tumah, he went and touched another mace. He became tummy. Really, what happened was he counted a few days nazirus, then he touched a mace. So he's tummy for 7 days. 7th day, he goes to the mikvah. On the 8th day, now he's fit to bring a carbon. And now on the 8th day, before he starts to count, he touched the mace again. So lach is v'yom shmoina kaidim tuma b'telim. The first 8 days that he counted before avotum. K'mo shenem apot says, v'yom ha-shmini yovish te terim o'shnei b'na yoyna v'hizal ha-shem koyim en Yisroi v'yom ha-rishonim yiplu ki tamei Yisroi. If the nozir was tamei, the days that he counted are lost. Yiplu. You have to start counting over again. So now this nozir, if he touched the mace the second time, on the 8th day, b'yoyim is mevi. Trashi korban ala tuma shniya. He has to bring a second korban for the second tuma now. Why? Shekvan es chayiv b'korban atuma. He was already chayiv for the first tuma. He touched the mace, and he was tor for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, the day roy to bring a korban, so it came a time when he was able to bring the korban. And then an hour later, he became tummy. So since there was a time, though, that he was able to bring a korban, it's like that chiv is chal. And now when he touches a second mace, it's like a new tumah, and he has to bring a second korban for the second tumah. V'yischu shniya, v'reizu tumah acheres, it's called a new tumah. Avonitma b'leil shmini, let's say no. He touched a mace, and he became, he's trying to become Torah for 7 days, and then the 8th day, he could first bring the korban on the 8th by day. Now the 8th by night, before he could bring the korban, let's say he touched the mace again. Then any mevi, he doesn't have to bring a second korban. El a korban echad, the one korban that he was going to bring for the first tumah, helps now for the second tumah. Why? The chivon de la yotza mituma sarish arishayna l'shoh shirui lahovi aler korban. There never came a time from the first tumah that you were able to bring a korban. Like you waited 7 days, you can't bring a korban yet. So only after the 8th day, on the 8th by day, you could bring your korban. Here by the night, into the 8th day, you became tummy again. So there never came a time fit for you to bring the korban. Therefore, it's considered like nischayv of the korban arishoyin, v'yein la tashlumin. It's like you were not mechuyiv in the first korban, and there's no tashlumin for that, and you don't have to bring it. You only bring one korban for both these tummies. That's what Chizkiya says. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, no, af balayla nami mevi. Even if he first became tummy the second time, at the night going into the 8th day, still is considered like the first chiv was chal, and he has to bring a second korban now. Rashi, Rabbi Yechanan, Omar, hoyo v'tovol tumasai. On the 7th day he went to the mikvah, to the first tumah. The Herav Shimshon came at night time already. So when it comes the night, nischayv of the korban. It's considered like he has a chiv to bring the korban for tumas nazirus. The Yafa P. Shane Lanner Royal Corbin, even though at night it's not fit to bring the carbon, because the hilchos carbonus is only by day, not by night. Alma, what do you see from the Yechanan? Afal pi de loy royal the carbon, even though he's not fit to bring the carbon now at night, still the din is yesh le tashlumin. He has a tashlumin, like we're saying now, it's fitted, like there's a chiv to bring the carbon. And now that it became tumma, he can't bring it. So there's a tashlumim, you can make up for it later. So you see, even though there's a time when you can't bring the carbon right now, still there's a tashlumim. So the kashin of Yechon, how come you say, if the first day of Sukkot, you're lame, you have no chiyuv to bring it, you can't make up tomorrow. See here, why if the Nazir was tummy at the night of the eighth day, he also wasn't fit to bring the carbon. So how come there's a tashlumim, you have to bring two kabonis, you have to bring a carbon? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yirmiya Shani Tuma, the Yeshla Tashumim Pesach. Tuma is different. What are you telling me now? It came the night of the eighth day already. So really, the beginning of the eighth day at night, really it's a time to bring a korban. Just as Aloha though, at night you can't bring a korban. So what happened? It became Tuma. So now that it became Tuma, we're telling, saying, even though you couldn't bring the korban, there's a Tashumim. So Gemara says, Tuma is different. Because anyway, by Kabbalah we find there are cases that if you tumme the first day of Pesach, there's a tashlumah for tumah. In other words, it's really like you are mechuyev bedover. And there's a din tashlumah to make up for it. If somebody is tumme the first day of Pesach, there's a lach of Pesach sheni. The Gemara says, shani tumah, the yeshlo tashlumah be Pesach sheni. So therefore, by tumah, even though you're tumme now, and if you can't bring the korban because you're tumme, for that we see the Torah makes a tashlumah. The Torah says you can make up for it. If somebody is tamei on Erev Pesach, Pesach Rishon, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, the Loch Riz, let him wait to Pesach Sheni and bring it then. So the fact you're tamei does not stop you from getting a Chiyuv to be able to make up to bring the Korban. So therefore, here Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. If the person, if the Nazir, on the night going into the eighth day, says cool, then really he's fit to bring a Korban. If it becomes tamei then, there's a Tashlumin for a Tumah. The verse says, Maskel or a Pup, propose a Kash like this. That's good if you learn Pesach Sheni is considered a Tashlum for the first day, like we always learn. That if you didn't give your Tumah the first day, so you have to make up, on your Dalet B'Nissan, if you're Tumah, you have to make up for it on Pesach Sheni. Ela Laman Diyama, Sheni Regal B'Fnei Atzmihu, but if you know that Pesach Sheni is a Chiyuv by itself, it's not a Tashlum. It's a new Chiyuv, like Rashi says. If you learn Pesach Sheni, it's like a new chiyuv. It's not the pshat that whoever was mechuyev in the first one and could do it has a chiyuv now the second one. No, the pshat is whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon has a chiyuv now a Pesach Sheni to bring a korban Pesach Sheni. That the chiyuv first starts on Pesach Sheni. Not the pshat Pesach Sheni is a tashlumim for Pesach Rishon, but rather the pshat is, it's a new chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Just who has the chiyuv? Whoever did not bring the Pesach Rishon. So then it's not called the tashlumim. Then you don't find any tashlumim for Tumah. So what says, Ma'ik Lameimah? What can you say then? Because then you see Rabbi Yochanan says, there is a tashlumim even though you're not fit to bring it. So Gemara says, El Omer Rav Papa, Kisava Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Eina Mechusas Man. There's a big difference. Where it became the eighth day already for the Nazir, on the eighth day is the time to bring his korban. So we're just saying if at night time he can't bring the korban. But even though he can't bring it, it's called Laila Eina Mechusas Man. It's not really called the Chiyuv wasn't Chal. Like really on the beginning of the eighth by night, there's a Chiyuv to bring a korban. Just you can't do it till the time, you have to wait till the day comes. But that's not called Mechusas Man, nothing is missing. So it's considered like right now the Chiyuv is Chal. Rashi says, "Ksav Rav Yechanan." The second line, "Ksav Rav Yechanan." And chesaron zman b'mi shegia leila lahakav karbonos of mocher. If it came the night that tomorrow is the day to bring the carbon, since it already came that night, it's not considered yemechus. You're not missing anything yet. It's considered like the chiyuv is here right now. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. That's nothing. It comes by itself the morning. It's just a question of waiting it out. That's considered like the chiyuv is here really. Hilkach. Mechuyevu b'korban. He's considered like he's mechuyev in the korban. Ela shalaylo miyakvay melahavi. Just since lemais it's nighttime, it's not daytime. You can't bring the korban. There's an ikuv. Laila's an ikuv. Avuchigo b'yarishin. Mashenka now in the case where the person was lame on the first day of Sukkis, ain olav shum chayvas ria. There's no chiv at all to be on a regal. Lafikach, therefore, ain lo olav tashlumim. Therefore, can't make up. There's no din to make up for it. There's a difference. If it came the eighth day at night, so we say, really, you have a chiv to bring the korban. The only concern is that you have to wait till the daytime. That's called yimechuy bedaver. Therefore, there's a tashlumim. But if a person is lame on the first day of Sukkis, there's no chiv. So therefore, since the first day you were potter, who was in the second day also, even if you come well again, still you're potter. Tread the Gemara, Miyam, Rabbi Yechon Hochi, the truth, Rabbi Yechon said like this, that what? Ain laila mechusas man, if you're just missing nighttime. That's not called a mechusas man. Nighttime is considered like nothing. It'll be a few hours till it'll be daytime. It comes by itself. It's not called you're missing anything. So whatever is totally in day, it's still like the chiv is here right now. Is that true? The Yomer, Rabbi Yechon said like this, Ro'achas b'layla. Talking about a Zav, a person, a man, that sees Zav, comes out of his body, once comes out at nighttime. Ushtayim b'yayim. Then he sees two times by daytime. The locher is, maybe. He has to bring a korban. That's called, like you saw, three times. And the din is of a Zav, sees three times. He has to bring a korban. Maybe is a chiyafim to bring a korban. Maybe korban. Rashi says, Ro'achas b'layla. That means Zav she'sofar shivrakiyim. K'mishpoto. Zav counted 7 days. V'etovel, and he went to the mikvah. V'erashim, should have came at night time. Then v'chozo v'ro'achas b'layla. He saw them that night once. U'shtayim l'mochor to the next day. So l'ochor is mevi korban atum ashniyazu. Levad min korban shiyovel arishayna. He said you have to bring a second korban for this new tumah. And you bring two kabbonis when you become tor. Since the second time you saw, which was the night of the eighth already, so it's called a time to bring the korban, a zav that was tamei, he asked to have zaynikim, and then he brings the korban. See, after he counted the zaynikim, he went to the mikvah, and that night, the night going into the eighth day, he became a zav again. So it's sort of like the chi of korban he has already, and now he has to bring a second korban. Is yesh lo tashlumin. The yafal ashniya yavi, yafal pisha chilas v'teich zman korban. Rishoyna, doesn't make a difference. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? V'om Rabbi Yechonon, ro achas b'lal, shtayim b'yayim mevi. Shtayim b'lal, let's say he saw twice at night. V'yachas b'yayim, any mevi, then he doesn't. So Gemara says, v'i sagot b'aytich, k'sav Rabbi Yechonon, Laila ain't a mechusas man. If you want to tell me Laila is not called mechusas man, so if you see at night time, afilu shtayim balayla, v'yachas b'yoy mevi. Even if you saw two times at night, it's the night going into the eighth day, but even though he couldn't bring a korban yet till the morning, but if you tell me at night, it's not called mechusas man, he's not missing the time, it's considered like the chi of korban was here already, so b'zoy, the chi of korban was chal at the beginning of the night, and then later on in the night, he saw two times Zavus, so that should also be Mechayiv from a second Korban. And one by daytime, so maybe you should have to bring. So Kashrus is, what does Rabbi Yechonon say? If you see two times at night, you're potter from the Korban, Mashmet's not considered. Like the Chiv of the first Korban was Chal yet. Why not? It's the beginning of the eighth day. It's at night right now. You're telling me Rabbi Yechonon holds, Laila Lav Mechusas Man? So if the night time is not called the Mechusas Man, how come the two Riyas you see at night should be considered, you're becoming a Zav now, after the Zman of the first Korban, therefore the first Korban was Chal, and you have to have a Tashlum to make up for it. Then when you become Tor at the end, you have to bring two Kabbonis? The Rashi says, V'isak l'dayat t'chulayah l'ayim Mechusas Man, afilu roh shloshtem b'layla. Even if you see all three Riyas that night, Kva yotzim is man rishon. You already finished the first man. Ushtei ziva say, they consider two different zivas. It's like the first ziva was chal, and it came the night of the eighth day. The chiv korban is chal. So once you have that chiv korban, that's one chiv. Now you become another time a zav. You have a second chiv korban. So how come Rabbi Yechonon says not like that? Rabbi Yechonon says, if you see two at night time, you're potter from a new korban. Why? So Gemara answers, Ki kamer Rabbi Yechonon ledivri oimer laila mechusas man. This last halacha that Rabbi Yechonon said, you only become a zav if you see two by daytime. and not two by night time. Erechnaim is not according to his own shita. It's only according to the man the yom that holds. Laila is mechusas man. If yod laila is mechusas man, so therefore when it comes to night, going into the eighth day, it's not considered yavachir to bring a korban yet, because the korban only starts by day, not by night. So therefore, that night you did not have yachir of korban yet. So if you became tavtum zav again that night, you would not have a chiyuv to bring a second korban. Because the first korban was never chal, there was never a time for you to bring it, it's not considered the first chiyuv was chal. The first chiyuv is not really here yet. So Rabbi Yechon is only saying that, according to that man the Yama, that Lila is mechusas man. For the Gemara, divru yoyim of shita. According to that man the Yama, vader of the lach, what's his chiddush? Divru yoyim of shita. Shtayim v'yoyim, the Gemara, the chiddush is shtayim v'yoyim. That's the chiddush. That even though you saw one at night, but since...